Boker Tov, everyone. We're up to Siman Reish Tzadi, page 133. Exciting Siman over here. B'Shabbos Yashli Mea Brachos V'Peres. How do you mash up to get to 100 Brachos and Shabbos? It's very interesting because this din of making 100 Brachos every day, once you know that it's the second time in Shulchan Aruch it's already brought up. And Siman Mem Vav talks about it in length over there. Some of the dinim we'll see today was really mentioned over there in Siman Mem Vav. It gets brought down over here again in Siman Reish Tzadi to tell you how to get to 100 brachos on Shabbos. We see over here how important trying to do 100 brachos on Shabbos is. It's mentioned in the Gemara Menachos Mem Gimel Amubeis. And it is a takana already from the time of David HaMelech. The Gemara describes for us that there was a certain plague that was going on. Jews were dying and David HaMelech was attacking that they should make sure they're makbet to say 100 brachos every day in order to stop the magefa. Okay? In order to stop the magefa, they did as they did. And therefore, it is brought down in Shulchan Aruch, everyone has a chiyuv to say 100 brachos every day. Now, a good Jew, as the Mishnah Berurah describes the Siman Mem Vav, has in his day already, I believe, 108 brachos. Okay? It's already built in his day if he does all three davenings, he's not fasting that day, he's eating regular foods that day, okay, with all the things, Berachas HaShachar, Berachas HaTorah, Berachas Kriyat Shema, all the brachas you say during the day, you have about 108. The problem is on Shabbos, we only have 7 brachas in Shmon Esrei, instead of 19. So that, we're missing 36 brachas over there, okay? Anyway, the Mishnah Berurah makes, so on Shabbos, the Mishnah Berurah and Siman Mem Vav makes a cheshbon, and basically we're lacking 13 brachas. We only have 87 brachas built in Shabbos, because we do have 3 sudas on Shabbos, and other brachas that we do say on Shabbos that we don't have, brachas of Torah, and things like this. We get to missing 13 brachas on Shabbos. So says the Mechaber over here, Sivalf, Yarba v'peros v'magadim v'neirech. What should we marba on having lots of snacks on Shabbos? Have peros, desserts, minei reach, to smell besamim, to smell brachas reach, kidei lahashli minyan mea brachas, in order to get to 100 brachas and Shabbos. Says the Rama, v'im ragel b'shnas tzaraim al yivat, leno kirana gulo. Okay, the Rama just points out over here, don't sit up staying eating all day if that's not an onik Shabbos for you. We'll soon see how you can be mashlim without doing it with other types of brachas like this. Rather, you should go ahead and take a nap if that is onik Shabbos for you. Very interesting, the Bach, the sheet of the Bach, which some do rely on, he holds that it's so important to get the 100 brachos, that you can be gorimli brachos shein etzricha in order to get the 100 brachos. That means, in the middle of your suda, you go ahead and make a bracha achrona, and then make a new bracha rishona on a snack, and you're goring yourself to make a new bracha in order to get to 100 brachos. We are not sumich on this Bach, and therefore the minhag is not to do like the Bach, rather we're not allowed to be gorimli brachos shein etzricha. You just have to be aware, because one, I think Asher Yatzar is not one of the brachas that are counting, because it depends on how many times the person goes to the bathroom. So you got Asher Yatzar is also included. Okay? You have a couple snacks on Shabbos, bracha Rishona, bracha Achrona, that's also included. Says the Mishnah Berurah over here, in Sif Katan Gimel, sorry, right. As we saw earlier on also, by the Berachas HaTorah, if one cannot have enough snacks during Shabbos, so then we're sumach on the bare bracha of the Kriyas HaTorah, before and after Kriyas HaTorah, you listen to the bracha of the person getting Aliyah, and you listen to the bracha of the HaTorahs, and he could be Yotzei with that, even Chazar HaShas, it could be that he listened to Chazar HaShas answering Amen, you could count that towards your 100 brachas. That's what you do with the Evan if you do not have enough brachas. Okay. Says the Mishnah Berurah over here, in terms of sleeping on Shabbos, al yivat lenu. Mikol makom lo yarbo yoter midai, do not sleep too much on Shabbos. Shelo yevani lo yidei bittul Torah, not to come to bittul Torah. Shafilu talmid chachamim shalom nikol shavua, we'll see in the next halacha, that we'll see that even by talmid chachamim, where they're supposed to sleep more on Shabbos than during the week. Nevertheless, mitzvah yishanu biyoter, they're supposed to get more onek, they still have it doesn't mean that they should just be involved with tanugim all of Shabbos. They should have more tanug than your regular person. Okay? That's what we'll soon say. Now, it says over here, b'shem l'zohar, katava svar m'shem azor, shemitzvah. Okay, but says the Mishnah Berurah over here, b'shem l'zohar, katava svar m'shem azor, shemitzvah ha'odom l'chadish chidushei Torah b'shabbos. It's a mitzvah on a person to mechadish chidushei Torah on Shabbos. Umishenu Barahi Lakadi, someone who's not at the level to Mikhadushidara, Yuma Dvarim Shulamarina. Don't just do Chazara on Shabbos, says the Mishnah Berurah. You should learn new things on Shabbos based on the Zohar. The Chor is connected to the Nesham Yisera over here also. Is that you should be learning new things on Shabbos and trying Mechadish Chedushay Torah on Shabbos. Oh, you'll be Yitzhar to write it down. Wait till Motzei Shabbos to write it down. Don't write it down on Shabbos, obviously. See, cut and down. Ki oneg hulo. Avalo yomar. Person should not state out loud on Shabbos. Nelech v'nishon k'dei shenuchel asos melachteinu Motzei Shabbos. A person not allowed to say, I'm going to sleep now, in order that I can have a nice time Motzei Shabbos, and I'll be able to stay up late, and things like this. Why? Shemara b'zeh shenach v'yashem mishul yimos achol. Because you're making it show that you're really sleeping, not for oneg Shabbos, for Shabbos. You're doing it for Motzei Shabbos. Now, as the Posting point out, Rabbi Marino also told me this also, is this is not a din and a hachana. Because you're not really doing a mice over here that it's a hachana mice. Rather, it's zilzul on Shabbos. When you go ahead, and even in the nafkamina is just what happened when Shavuos comes out Motzei Shabbos. Or Leil HaSeder, as this year did, came out Motzei Shabbos. Okay, Leil HaSeder came out Motzei Shabbos, so a lot of people want to take a nap Shabbos afternoon in order they could stay late. So over here to say, I'm taking a nap now, in order that I could be up late for Leil HaSeder, even that's a tzorach mitzvah, it's still a zilzul on Shabbos. Because you're not doing it for Shabbos' sake. You're allowed to take a nap in order to stay up late, once it says, you're just not allowed to proclaim it. You're not allowed to say, that's why I am taking a nap. The problem is the dibur and then the maisa. I think Rabbi Nevzal says it over here. In dibur maisa lo yamar, he says, v'afilu in kavanas ledvar mitzvah. Even if it's kavanas ledvar mitzvah, you go in lele seder. O lele slichos. O lilmod belayla. O lichtov sefer Torah chadoma. Okay, v'dafka mira asura, but only saying it is going to be asur. Avol rashay lachshov kemelibo. You're allowed to think it in your heart, and no, that's the real reason why you're there. But you're not allowed to state it. You're probably not allowed to state, I'm going to sleep in order that I could stay up late. That's the chiluk over here. Now, lemaisa, what's written in Chazal, we all know, famous Chazal, that whatever you do for owning Shabbos, the Kaddish Baruch is going to pay you back. It doesn't get off the your earnings for the year does not get not taken away by things you spend on owning Shabbos. Right, Zarech HaShulchan over here, that's only if your actual kavana is for covenant owning Shabbos. If your kavana is because you like good food, and it's not because it has nothing to do with Shabbos. Okay, then that's going to come off your salary for the year also. Only when your real kavana is for doing a kavana on Shabbos, then it's going to, then we say, Mosifin lo mina shemayim. By the way, sorry, Lorach HaShokhan, the Sin Simon Reish Nun, Sivkat and Dalit. Okay, fine. Siv Beis. Achar Suda Shachris, after you had your Suda Shachris. Kovin Midrash Likros Benavim Velidros Bedivri Agoda. Then he used to be the cousin that the old people would come back to Shul, and they would be Doresh in the Kovi Medrash, Likros in the Neviim, they would read in the Neviim, Velidrosh with Divrei Agada, and they would lead Divrei Agada. And the Gemara says, and he also says a very bad thing for people who don't listen to this, the Asr Likboa Tzuda Botosha. Okay, if what's supposed to happen, Shul ends at 10 o'clock in the morning, and then you're supposed to have your Suda Shachris and come back to Shul at 11:30 for this Divrei Agada, for those who would have their Kovah, the Suda, at 11:30, it was a very, very bad curse. Because the whole Tzibur is getting back and supposed to be learning at that point. That's not the time for the Suda. Okay? Says the Mishnah Berurah brings it down over here in Sikkot and Zayin. The Gemara Isa, Betlat Mili Nachtei Bali Batim Nichsayil. Three things caused Bali Batim to lose their money. V'chad Minayil, one of the things is, the Kami Sudasa B'Shabasa B'Inim E'Mi Drasha. When people are Kovei Adin Suda, the time when they're supposed to be in the base medrash. V'ayini Gidisa B'Yerushalmi. Fine. V'ayini Gidisa B'Yerushalmi. Lo Nesu Shabasa B'Yomai Tov in Yisrael. El Kedei Lasuk B'Yomai Torah. That Shabasa B'Yomai Tov are given to Yisrael in order that they be should be Yotzik B'Torah. Those who are working all week long. And they don't have time. Shabbos should be a time that they're supposed to be koveya itim latorah. And that's the point over here. The Roma adds in over here. Upo'alim mu'bali batim she'inim oskim b'torah kol yamei ha'shavua. Po'alim mu'bali batim who don't have so much time to learn Torah all week long. Yasku yoter b'torah b'shabbos mitalmini chachamim oskim b'torah kol yamei ha'shavua. They should be the ones dafka learning Torah throughout Shabbos even more than the talmini chachamim who are learning during the week. Since they're getting their onik from the Lima Torah during the week, sounds like Shabbos should be different. They should get add some extra onik of food and drink and sleeping on Shabbos. So this is the famous Rama over here, that Balabatim should be the ones learning more Torah on Shabbos, and the Tamini Chachamim, they should be resting more and be Omar Osik and Onik Shabbos. We already saw the Mishnah Berurah earlier on that pointed out this does not mean what? Also, it doesn't mean that they should be battle themselves all day long. Obviously, this unfortunately is not so much the minhag. Definitely, the Talmid Chacham are more in the base of Medrash even on Shabbos than the Baal Batim. It's a very big chaval. Because even though Baal Batim, yes, they are very more osik in Parnassah and things like this during the week. But when you have a chance, you have Shabbos, and in America, you have Sunday also. You're off of work. You have Shabbos and Sunday. You have two out of 7 days of the week. Almost a third of your week, you have off from work. You can be Mamish Osek in Torah. You can become a Talmud Chacham by really being Osek in Torah during these days. And it's a chaval that people waste these days. Shabbos is the time to sleep. Sunday is the time to go to museums and the zoo. Okay, obviously it's good to have some family time also. But you can learn. You can learn from after davening till all morning long, and then you can do something with the family also. It's not a stira to one another. You can have a serious time of Lima Torah and Shabbos afternoon. You don't have to sleep 3-4 hours. You don't have to have a suda that lasts 4 hours, as many people have the custom to do. There's almost so much lashon hara you can say about the rabbi. Okay, you could do other things with your time, and you could go ahead and spend much time learning Torah and be osik b'Torah. And that's what the Roma is describing over here. Talmid Chacham also should not find time to learn Torah on Shabbos, but especially the Baal Batim. Now, once again, Shabbos and Sunday would be a gewaldig chance to make up for the lack of learning they have during the week. You have an hour or two to learn during the week, and then you pile on 4, 5, 6 hours on Shabbos and Sunday. You have a very chashuv time, a lot of time to learn. Baruch Hashem, Ezrat Hashem. You could also become Talmid Chachamim. Ad Kan for today.